Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:44 Irish Summer Time. Today is May 29th, and it's been a rather momentous day. We've had some pretty impressive moves on the government bond front. We're seeing treasuries breaking down. And that is sort of the completion of a four-month top. We saw that the treasuries made an accelerated peak back in January, but they've been ranging for much of the last 4 months, and they're breaking down from that top formation in here right now. And in commonality, we're seeing a very similar pattern emerging right across the sectors, or right across the sector, with very similar activity in bunds, gilts, Australian bonds, Canadian bonds. And you'll see that I posted a lot of those yield charts in comment of the day today. That is indicative, I think, of the perception following the GDP report today. Well, GDP, just to recap, GDP was positive in the fourth quarter and in the first quarter. And since they are also predicting that growth is going to pick up towards the end of the year, we're running out of time to have a recession in here. So government bonds are selling off in anticipation that if inflation, well, Fed Governor Fisher was talking about if inflation remains a problem, that they should be raising rates. So yields are pushing up and money is flowing out of the government bond sector. We have also seen today that oil was down $4.59. It's down to $126.44. When I was writing that big piece about oil yesterday, it was down as well, but rallied well in the day and closed well above 130. But it gave the whole thing up today and closed right down on yesterday's lows. This isn't a larger reaction just yet, but oil is looking ropey and it does look like it's going to move back into contango. And following accelerated moves on the upside, that is generally a quite bearish phenomenon. So oil, my personal level of anxiety has risen considerably in the last few days. I feel like I'm a personal laboratory, and when I feel anxious, it's generally because there is a degree of nervousness in the markets. So I'm wary of making very, very bold forecasts. But what we can say is that oil would really need to rally as much as it fell tomorrow to offset scope for this to fall a bit further. And if it does fall a bit further, it's going to start looking like it's going to push back into the last range, which would be a major inconsistency. And that would also be a bigger reaction than we've seen previously and from a higher level, and particularly in view of the fact that reactions have been getting smaller as this trend has picked up pace. Those are big inconsistencies. So there is the potential that oil has topped around $135. And that is going to have knock-on effects. The first of those is that it is a leash on a lot of the rest of the commodity complex. Commodity index funds have their biggest weighting in the oil sector, primarily because it is also the one with the largest open interest. It's also the biggest and most liquid of the commodity markets. But it also means that if oil has definitively topped out, and that is probably going to become evident within the next few days or the next week, then we could start to see money flowing out of those funds. And if they have to sell oil, they're going to have to sell a whole basket of other commodities, which will put pressure on the entire sector. And we've seen that in here today. Industrial metals fell. You had copper down $12. Excuse me. And or actually, I think that's 12 cents. Backing away from, well, it's at 357. I think it's quoted in cents in the US. Zinc fell and broke down out of that range. It's below $2,000 now. Tin, which has been the leader in the sector, is backing away from the highs that it set recently, and that does look like a developing top formation. Nickel is around $22,000 and really does need is well, it's taking its time if it's going to do it rally back above 25,000. You can't argue with the chart action. This is looking quite weak. And the industrial metals sector has been the weakest of the lot recently. I am personally a little bit surprised by that because you're going to have massive rebuilding of infrastructure in Sichuan once the Chinese get around to doing that, and that is going to require quite a lot of resources. But that is then, and this is now, and we are certainly seeing weakness in the industrial metal sector. We're also seeing weakness in the soft commodities. You had soybeans down 50, which I believe is the limit for the day. Corn is breaking down from this little range that was up there around $6, and it was down 10 in here today. Wheat was also making new lows. Corn, coffee, and sugar were also weaker in here today. Cocoa was a standout because it was up quite considerably on the rumor that there is disease going to affect the Ivory Coast crop, and cocoa is the largest, or the Ivory Coast is the largest producer of cocoa, so that is bullish for that particular commodity, but the rest of the sector is under pressure. And precious metals are not being left out of that. You had silver down 78 cents below $17, and silver has classically been the most volatile of the precious metals, and it is certainly coming down quite quickly at the moment. The fact is that we're starting to see that there is selling pressure right across the commodity sector. The accelerated highs that we saw in particularly platinum, but also in silver, and I think it is a stretch to call the advance of gold accelerated, but it did have a big move. And these are medium-term corrections. It does now look like they are going to take longer to convalesce. They would all need to break below those lows that we saw back in March, or I think, sorry, in April for the precious metals to extend their downtrends. Gold has three lower highs at this point, and it does have lower lows, so it's going to be questionable whether 850 will be as important an area of support on this occasion. But nor do I think it will fall, if it does break through 850, it will fall particularly further than that. But we will certainly see in the coming days. I do believe that it is too early to start buying these back, and the first upward dynamic is probably going to be a good example that these are a good indication that these markets have found at least a short-term low. But there is no evidence of that in here right now. When we saw those precious metals starting to back away from their highs or back away from the upper side of their range, traders would have been looking at them and saying that they could possibly test the lower side of their range, and it does look like they're going to try and test those levels in the coming days. And it will be interesting to see whether the precious metals can find support there. But this is an ongoing medium-term correction, and it could be potentially lengthy. Medium-term corrections in the precious metals have generally taken a year. And while we would expect those medium-term corrections to be shorter in duration as the bull market progresses, they're probably going to be longer than the couple of months that we've seen so far. Another big mover today was the dollar. The dollar was will push the euro down to 155. It was a good move on the dollar index, and the dollar index has had rising lows over the last 3 months, incrementally so, but it is finding support at progressively higher levels, or demand is returning at progressively higher levels, and that does indicate that the dollar has further to go on the upside, at least in the short term. Personally, I would be very surprised if we saw the dollar moving up and moving up considerably, and this having been the bottom in capital letters. I anticipate that the dollar is going to range around these levels for a considerable period of time, and it will more than likely go back and test its lows. But in the short term, there is potential for this to move up quite a bit further and probably make a new reaction high or recovery high in the coming weeks. But I think that the dollar is a congenitally weak currency fundamentally, and it is going to take time for the dollar to bottom out, and that could take years. But there is another important factor here. With the potential that Well, with the almost certainty at this point that the Fed have stopped lowering interest rates and could potentially even raise interest rates, and with inflation continuing to be a problem. Although, if oil actually has topped out, that is not going to be a problem. There's not going to be a problem really with inflation from the energy or food complex over the next 6 months. So that could help on the inflationary front. And we're starting to see government bonds pulling back. Government bond yields, of course, are pushing upwards, which is a headwind for stock markets, but probably not right now. We're nowhere near government bond yields being a competitor for the returns that are potentially there in stock markets, and stock markets remain the only undervalued asset class out there. If we're seeing government bond prices falling, if we're seeing commodities falling, if the dollar is appreciating, that is all positive for stock markets. The potential for stock markets to get a bit antsy about the fact that interest rates may be rising is probably not going to be much of a factor right now. It could potentially be more of a worry if interest rates start going up quickly. But if commodity prices, and I think it still is a big if, because oil that was down 450 today, or 466, I should say, really, but it hasn't conclusively topped out just yet. I think there is potential that there was a high at 135, but it's certainly not concrete. But if bond prices are coming off and commodity prices are coming off and the dollar is getting stronger, then that is all positive for the equity markets. And particularly, well, for US equity markets. And that is also the only undervalued asset class. So this is potentially bullish for stock markets. Depending on how long it takes investors to come around to that notion, and of course, depending on the performance of stock markets. But there is the potential for a number of markets to outperform in here right now. I still maintain that the convalescence of the US indices is going to take time because those bank shares do look ropey, and I posted a lot of those in here today. And it does look like it's going to take time before those business models can be readjusted, before the banks can be recapitalized and look like healthy businesses again. And that is going to be it's going to be a lag or a wait around the neck of stock markets generally, but other markets can progress, and probably the ones that will do best are those that have a degree of separation from the banking crisis. It is going to be questionable, though, whether the resources markets are going to be the ones that lead on the upside. They have led so far because resources have done so remarkably well. If we are in a position where resources start to pull backwards, that could be a headwind for those particular markets, and they were weak today with the Canadian market down 0.75% and Brazil back 1.85%. So I wonder whether they are going to be the very best performers if we see weakness in the commodities sector, but they have enough of investors there to bet on them for the long term that they're probably not going to be the worst performers either. Markets that could do particularly well if we see oil prices coming backwards and inflationary fears starting to wane would be some of those Asian markets, which have been under pressure recently. So it's going to be an interesting couple of days or potentially weeks before, and I think if we don't have an answer in the next few weeks about which direction oil is going, I'll be very surprised. So it will be an interesting couple of days and weeks, and I'm looking forward to it. But thank you very much for your time, and have a good evening.